There is a special election April 30th in New York for Ulster County Executive. The post is open for the first time since it was created 10 years ago. Pat Ryan, runner-up in the 19th Congressional District 2018 Democratic primary, was the first to announce. I spoke with Ryan about what he has in mind if elected. The Ulster County Executive seat opened after Democrat Mike Hine joined the New York State Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance in February.
Mike and his whole team have just done such tremendous work for the county in the last almost decade. And I see my role to build on that momentum, do more of the great things we've been doing, try to keep that great team around and excited and wanting to continue to do that work, and to just broaden the circle of people who are bought into doing that kind of stuff. So Mike has been very generous with his time, speaking with me, meeting with me, as have, you know, his senior team.
Adele Ryder, who served as Hine's chief of staff, is serving as acting county executive. Ryan consistently details his enthusiasm and excitement for the top office in the county, saying he has a vision to lead Ulster forward.
At the high level, it's about protecting our environment and implementing a Green New Deal here in the county. It's about continuing the economic growth that we've had, but doing it in a way that actually lifts everyone and brings everyone with us. And then it's about continuing the record we've had on social justice issues, redefining what that means in this county, starting with the Restorative Justice Center that's, you know, two doors down from where we're sitting now. So I have that vision, and I have the leadership experience to implement the vision. And that's, you know, the hard part is actually bringing these things to fruition. And I've been leading people and leading teams since I was an 18-year-old cadet at West Point, through my time in Iraq as an Army officer, to my business that was grew to over 150 people. So I love leading teams of people and getting them aligned behind a mission, a particular mission like our county government, where we are genuinely helping so many people every single day.
Ryan, who grew up in Kingston and now lives in Gardner, has never held political office.
So I think that at the end of the day, and half the job title is executive, this is a leadership job. And as I said, from my time as a military officer, you know, first leading a platoon, then leading, which is about 30 people, then a company, which is over 100, then starting a private sector business and growing it to over 150. All the lessons that I learned along the way about building teams, building budgets, building, you know, support and buy-in behind a big idea, I think those are the exact skills you need in this job, where you're effectively the CEO of our county's government. You're also the CEO of one of the biggest employers in the county with almost 1,400 employees.
Ryan says he intends to pay attention to the struggling areas of the county like Ellenville and Wawarsing. Part of this, as he says, means showing up. So Ryan is taking a page out of 19th District Congressman Antonio Delgado's playbook. The Democrat held 11 town halls in the 11 weeks since taking office in January.
In my first 5 months of this first term in office, if I'm fortunate enough to be elected, I'm going to have a town hall in every one of the 24 towns, villages, and municipalities in the county. It's going to be busy, but that's what you need to do. We need to show up everywhere. But the message at those town halls is there's not going to be a silver bullet solution. That's the reality. We have to build it from the bottom up and make those investments that are going to take some time. We have to make investment in skills training programs. The number one thing I hear from, you know, I sat with a restaurant owner in Ellenville and he told me, I can't find skilled workers. I want to grow. I want to expand my business. I want to invest, but I don't have the talent that I need. That's a problem that we can fix.
And he has an idea about how to better approach the job market.
At my tech company that I started, we did this tech boot camp where most of our employees were vets coming home. Most had a high school degree level of education. In 6 weeks, we got them certified in coding skills to the point that they were then making $60,000 to $90,000 a year. That was not a traditional, typical go get your degree. This was a specific program that we knew would get them that certification and help them get in the job market earning a good living. Those are the kind of programs that we can and have to be doing here.
Environmentally, Ryan is calling for a Green New Deal in Ulster County. He says the county cannot wait for Congress to act and can be a leader in the state on this issue. His plan calls for immediately transitioning all of Ulster County government's energy production to renewable sources, creating a green jobs program in partnership with organizations like SUNY Ulster, Ulster BOCES, and local businesses, achieving 100% clean power across the county by 2030, and creating an Ulster County Climate Action Council.
So economic development has to undergird everything that we're doing. The Green New Deal links to that on the job creation side. But the approach that I think we have to take to economic development is, again, recognize our own unique strengths, be clear-eyed about them, and then lean into them and align all of our resources behind them. Our skills training program should map to those areas. Our tax incentives, when we give them, should map to those areas. Our promotion and marketing of the county should map to those areas. I have a starting theory of what those areas are. You know, I think green and alternative energy is one, and technology. Advanced manufacturing is another. Agriculture, agritourism is a third.
He says there are at least three other sectors, including the film industry and creative economy. Ryan says he'd like to help Ulster become a county where future generations want to stay.
And that comes back to economic growth that actually benefits everybody and making those foundational investments in broadband to every corner, in skills training programs, in tackling the opioid epidemic that is hugely, you know, intertwined with the economic problems we're having. So that's like that's a probably, you know, 20, 30 year thing. If we're not willing, and I'm willing to sort of take the risk and say, some of these things are going to take 10 years. There's not going to be a headline about the change when we actually see these job training programs work. That doesn't create an immediate headline. But that's, to me, what leadership is. You've got to be willing to have that longer term vision and show people and bring them along with you to know that they can trust you, that you're doing what's in the long-term interest of the community. And it's easy to do the short-term thing, especially politically, right? But that's not how I think about the job.
Ryan says the winner of the special election would take office 30 days after results are certified. Ryan faces Republican Jack Hayes, also of Gardner, who chairs the county's Conservative Party and is a former county legislator and town supervisor. No matter the winner on April 30th, the two are set to face off again in November's general election. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Kingston.